The first summer opening is expected to last 4 or 5 days and will be managed in season. That means the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will announce a closure once the catch nears that harvest target. Grant Hagerman is the department's troll management biologist for Southeast and says fishing in the spring season has been slow.
The catch rates in a lot of these areas have been low, you know, in the sport fisheries as well. What we're seeing on the outside is very low catch rates. Not necessarily limiting out every day, even with a much reduced bag limit. So we're seeing truly that the abundance of fish is looking to be down. And so that's kind of an anticipation moving into our July fishery. That's what we're expecting as well, is to see some catch per fleet per day is what we use in the July opening to kind of gauge when to close the fishery. Expecting that to be much reduced to what we've seen, you know, compared to last year or even, you know, the last 5 years.
This year's winter season was shut down early, and the spring season was limited to areas near Alaska hatcheries and on the outer coast. Those restrictions aim to conserve kings returning to spawn in Southeast rivers. Some Chinook stocks are experiencing record low returns following several years of poor survival in the ocean. In addition to the limited fishing time and area, the catch itself this year is reduced by 10% across all fishing gear groups. While the numbers of fish have been historically low, prices paid at the docks have hit unprecedented highs. The spring season price peaked at nearly $13 a pound, but dropped closer to $10 a pound near the end of the season. Because of the restrictions to fishing this spring, Hagerman says the numbers of trollers out fishing has been low as well.
There are basically just several ports that have had spring troll opportunities near them, in Ketchikan, and in Craig, in Sitka, and in Yakutat. And so for some trollers, it's difficult to make those, you know, to make that move to these areas to fish. And so it's definitely reduced effort. But then, you know, the fishing has not been great. As I mentioned, May has been slow, and even here in June, which is normally the peak of abundance of you know, all stocks that are passing through the areas, has not been. They've not been really high catch rates, and so that, I think, dissuades some of the trollers from going out as well.
Although spring fishing targets Chinook produced at Alaskan hatcheries, trollers will still intercept around 4,000 treaty kings, or fish mostly originating outside of the state. Catches of those fish are governed by the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada. That agreement, along with an estimate of the abundance of king salmon, drives what Alaskan trollers are allowed to catch each year. And with low catch totals in both the winter and spring seasons, Hagerman explains more treaty kings are available to the fleet in the summer season.
If we were to see, you know, a typical year where the winter fishery went through April 30th, or if we were to have a typical spring fishery where we had upwards of 35 areas open, we could have a significantly reduced summer target this year. But that was not the case with these conservation restrictions. And so actually having 53 or 54,000 fish to target out of an annual allocation of, you know, 95 or 96,000 is actually, you know, higher than what would have been expected in normal years. So,
nevertheless, the July harvest target is among the lowest on record. The aim for the summer season is to take 70% of the troll fleet's allocation in a first summer opening, and then the remaining 30% later on during a second king opening. The fleet didn't get that second shot last year when Fish and Game closed down all commercial and sport fishing for kings in August. This July's commercial troll opening is for all of Southeast Alaska, but there are areas this year that remain closed to king salmon retention. Those are some waters near the mouths of the Unuk, Stikine, and Setuk rivers, and in northern Lynn Canal. After kings, trollers will be focusing on chum and coho. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.